Now, Mr. talking about the axle, you said you had to keep it, you had to keep grease on it all the time. You always had to keep it.
Yes, for such an operation, you had to keep it greased, and a lot of careless people let wood grease and let it run out, and they would squeak and grind. I think that's why we got the old expression that the axle that squeaks loud, it's got the grease.
Okay.
But you know, they had to have, they had log wagons, and great big heavy teams. And those wheels just had to be greased. That's all there was to it. I think to use something else. So, way back yonder, they had to use tallow, hog fat, goodness knows what all they
used.
Any kind of lubricant. Grease, oil, you know, is tiny little globules, a little balls or something. An extension of that is a ball bearing instrument, you know. But the grease and oil, that's what it is, a little tiny little globules. And various things would make it, lard. We didn't have many, many petroleum products. The tugboats in Moss Point use an oil they call black oil. It's on the engine and on all moving parts. That was a messy thing.
Now, when they just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water here, what did they say they were going to do with it?
Well, that was a launching.
Okay. What kind of boats would you have around here maybe to go fishing in?
Well, the boats, the names of the boats differed in different localities. We had here a few called Bateau, B-A-T-T-E-A-U-X.
Mm-hmm.
That was a flat-bottom craft with wooden sides and bony ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was efficient because it floated well and would carry a big load. Then we had pirogues.
Yeah.
That was a carryover from the Indians. One big log scooped out in the center. And you know, there are a few of those things left. If people could find them, they would be very valuable pieces. Then, of course, you had skiffs. That was quite a nicely constructed little thing. You pull, that was called a pull, it was oars and oarlocks. I remember best what we called them all point double enders. That was a small craft made out of cypress planks, two ends together on the bottom. And they were light and handy. Just all kinds of craft. It would be remarkable what people have used through the generations to travel on the water.
Now, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little, what would she usually take to the clothes place? She'd take a little square.
You mean to the store to buy her material?
You ever take a little?
Yes, you. The women bought